Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting second, the right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dennis Littlejohn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. And now, play ball. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dillard strikes out. 1 out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to second. Larry Biotner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 0. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Strain strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dillard is 0-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 0. the Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive towards the mound. Lamp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Thompson moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beitner hits a fly ball into left field. Ivey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Buckner tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros is walked intentionally. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Ontiveros moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Beitner. Montefusco reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montefusco moves to third. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0-for-1 in the game. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montefusco scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biedner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Ivey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros strikes out. There goes Buckner. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlejohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montefusco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Montefusco strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamp bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LeMaster for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littlejohn strikes out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for John Montefusco. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Herndon fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Herndon. Ontiveros goes all the way around to score. Martin moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelleher bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sutter strikes out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Ivey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Lavelle juggles the ball. That's an error on Lavelle. Thompson moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to home to get Thompson. Buckner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ivan Dejesu pinch hits for Steve Ontiveros. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dejesu strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Biotner. The throw from Littlejohn and he is out, Strain applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dillard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive towards the mound. Sutter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.